Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on ghosting a ragga cut with an automation first workflow. In this one, we're working in the sampling lane of drum and bass, and the goal is to take a short ragga vocal phrase and turn it into something that feels alive, rhythmic, and a little haunted. Not a full vocal hook, not a big lead, more like a shadow of a vocal that flickers in and out of the groove and helps the track breathe. That's a really important idea in DNB. Vocals often work like percussion. They can answer the drums, tease the drop, or add tension right before everything slams back in. When you ghost a ragga cut, you keep it short, you keep it moving, and you let automation do most of the performance. So here's the workflow we're aiming for. First, we find a short vocal phrase. Then we drop it into simpler. Then we shape the tone with EQ, saturation, filtering, and utility. After that, we automate the volume and filter so the vocal appears like a ghost instead of sitting there flat and loud. Then we add delay and reverb on return tracks so the tail can hang in the air without washing out the whole mix. Let's start with the source sample. Pick a ragga or dancehall style vocal phrase that has a strong start. Ideally, it's short, punchy, and easy to chop. Something with a clear consonant or a strong first vowel is great, because that helps the vocal land like a hit. Drag that sample into an audio track first and line it up with a grid so you can hear it in time with your DNB loop. Now drag that sample into a MIDI track to create simpler. For this lesson, classic mode is the easiest place to start. If the sample already sits nicely in the project, you can turn warp off. If the phrase has a clear starting point, set the start position so the useful part begins right away. And if you want each note to cut off the previous one, set voices to one. That keeps the chops tight and clean. Before we automate anything, get the tone under control. Add EQ 8 after simpler and high pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps it out of the subzone, which is very important in drum and bass. You do not want your ragga cut fighting the kick and sub. Then add a little saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, just to give it some edge and presence. After that, use auto filter to tame any harsh top end if needed. And finally, use utility to keep the level under control and preserve headroom. A good beginner mindset here is simple. The vocal should feel present, but it should not take over. In DNB, the drums and bass are the engine. The vocal is the accent. The attitude, the little human spark on top. Now comes the key part, ghosting with automation. This is where the effect starts to feel alive. Instead of letting the vocal sit at a steady level, use volume automation or clip gain automation to make it appear and disappear. Think of it like playing the vocal with your hands. Some hits should be barely there. Some should poke through more clearly. And one hit can be stronger, just to give the ear something to latch onto. A great beginner pattern is a simple four-bar loop. Maybe the first bar has one quiet chop before the snare. The second bar has another chop a little more present. The third bar is filtered and whispery. And the fourth bar has one stronger hit that leads into the next section. That gives you a call and response shape with the drums, which is exactly what you want. When you automate volume, keep the fades short. You're usually looking at quick rises and drops, not long smooth fades. Something like 50 to 150 milliseconds can work really well for a ghosted feel. The idea is not to hear the whole phrase in full detail. The idea is to feel the rhythm of it. Next, add filter movement. Auto filter is one of your best friends here. Automate the cutoff so the vocal starts darker, opens up briefly on the important syllable, and then closes back down as it disappears. That little motion adds tension and makes the vocal feel like it's moving through space. You can start the filter fairly closed, somewhere around 400 to 1200 Hz depending on the sample. Then open it just enough for a moment of clarity, and then pull it back again. A touch of resonance can help, but keep it subtle. You want movement, not a screaming filter sweep. This is a huge part of the ghosted sound. A closed filter plus low volume feels distant and mysterious. A brief opening feels like the vocal is reaching out for a second, then vanishing again. Now let's give the vocal some space without drowning it. Create two return tracks, one for echo and one for reverb. Put the delay and reverb there instead of loading them directly onto the vocal. That way, the dry vocal stays tight, and you only send the moments that need atmosphere. For echo, start with a sync delay like 1/8 or 1/4 notes. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe around 20 to 35%, and filter out the low end on the return. For reverb, keep the decay fairly controlled, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, with a little pre-delay if needed. Again, the goal is not to flood the mix. The goal is to create a tale that feels spooky and musical. A really nice beginner trick is to automate the send amount only on the last chop, before a transition. That way most of the vocal stays dry and rhythmic, but the final hit blooms into space. That's where the emotion comes from. Now think about placement. A raga cut works best when it behaves like part of the drum arrangement. So place it where a fill, pickup, or break accent would normally live. For example, one bar before the drop is a classic spot. The last two beats of a four-bar phrase can also work great. Or you can tuck a small vocal hit into the gap between kick and snare. In an eight-bar intro, you might use a tiny ghost vocal once every four bars. In the build, you can make the hits a little more frequent and open the filter a bit more. Then in the four-bar pre-drop, you can bring in a stronger phrase and a delay throw. And once the drop lands, pull the vocal back so the drums and bass can breathe. That contrast is really important. If the vocal is on all the time, it stops feeling special. If it appears only at the right moments, it becomes a marker for movement and change. You can also add a little width or movement if you want, but keep it subtle. Utility is enough for a beginner. A small width change on ghost sections can make the vocal feel slightly bigger, but don't overdo it. In drum and bass, your center needs to stay solid for the kick, snare, and sub. The vocal can float a little, but it should not smear the mix. At this point, test the vocal against the full groove at the actual tempo. That's important. Something that feels fine at half speed can get crowded once the track is moving at 174 BPM. Listen for how the chop sits against the snare and bass. If it feels busy, remove notes before you add more effects. That's one of the biggest beginner mistakes. Usually, less is more. A few mix checks will help a lot here. Turn the vocal down until you miss it, then bring it back just enough. If it's clashing with the sub, tighten up the high pass. If it's harsh, reduce a little in the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. If it feels muddy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. And if it sounds too wide, bring the width back in and keep the energy more focused. The best ghosted raga cuts are often felt more than heard. They add momentum, personality, and a bit of underground grit without taking over the arrangement. If you want a darker style, you can lean into it even more. Filter the vocal darker than you think. Use shorter delay throws instead of long obvious echoes. Saturate the vocal a little before the effect so it reads better on smaller speakers. And if you get a really good automation pass, resample it to audio. That lets you chop the best moments and place them with even more precision. One last teacher note. Think in terms of presence, not content. The words do not need to be fully understandable. The timing, tone, and placement are what matter most. If the vocal feels like it belongs inside the groove, you've done the job right. So here's the big takeaway. A ghosted raga cut is a rhythmic vocal texture, not a big vocal feature. In Ableton Live 12, the beginner-friendly path is simpler, then automation, then stock effects. Start with volume movement. Add filter emotion. Use delay and reverb on returns. Keep the vocal out of the low end. Place it like a drum fill. And keep the arrangement focused so the vocal supports the track instead of crowding it. For your practice, try making a 15-minute loop at 174 BPM. Use one vocal phrase, one simpler instrument, and only stock devices. Build a four-bar ghost pattern. Make one transition moment more obvious, and then pull the vocal back so the drums take over. If you can finish that, you've already got a very usable DNB sampling technique under your belt. That's the lesson. Keep it tight, keep it moving, and let the ghost do the work.